Quebec City rests majestically on the Cap Diamant and spreads its charms over the impressive landscape. Quebec is North America's oldest city with some stunning buildings and a really vibrant city life. But you know, we're not here for the sightseeing. The sun has set and Quebec is starting to get prepared for some serious action. Are you ready for this? It's heavy metal time. We're going gravity. So here are the finalists for Mont-Saint-Anne's World Cup. From left to right, Beaton, Kurd, Griffith and Boole. They're off. Beaton and Boole, awesome start there. Both fighting for the first turn. Kurd gets in Griffith's way, but Griffith manages to push through. 23 years old, from California, this guy is so hot, he's melting. He's already won 2 World Cups this season, 2 times the US champion, and comes from a motocross background. The split time shows 0.7 seconds faster than Briceland. If Gwyn can keep it all together here, he's got to have a chance of taking the hot seat. Concentration, pedaling where possible. Coming down towards the end of the course, just one more jump to go. Pedaling hard over the line. And there it is, the screen is green, he's taken the hot seat. That's it for Mont-Saint-Anne's UCI Mountain Bike World Cup presented by Shimano. The 4 cross riders fly back home, and the downhillers, they move over to Windham, New York State for the race next week. Don't miss it!